I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Thursday, January 16th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to know today. Microsoft's new Edge is out, so why do we care? Cybersecurity Roundup today with tactics and developments coming in 5G funding. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft's new Chromium-based browser is available now for Windows, macOS, iOS, and Android. This browser uses the same rendering engine as Google Chrome. For IT admins, the browser is not being automatically updated via Windows Update. So why do we care? Before you're dismissive of this as yet another browser war or a simple product release, there's more to unpack here. Microsoft realized that while they could build their own web rendering engine, it wasn't worth the effort, and that Chrome and Safari's WebKit were the de facto standard around the web already. And that statement gives us insight into why we care. Because the mobile web, which is the majority of web traffic, is dominated by these two players, Google and Apple. Having Microsoft and Mozilla as major players in this space actually does matter, because the browsers are where the limits on surveillance and the ability to control the user experience will live. There are big changes coming in the technology within browsers for data control, and with the regulation around data control also changing, this landscape is going to change considerably. Users don't really get to choose their browsers on mobile. You're locked in on iOS, and on Android, that's pretty true too, with most just leveraging Chromium. With Microsoft committed to Android, it makes sense to have them also committed on the platform from a browser perspective. While we're analyzing their strategy, the new Edge's availability on macOS is notable too. Microsoft is a services company, and making your services run on all platforms, not just Android but macOS, makes perfect sense. Thus, market-wise, this is good to have more competition in the browser space. Strategy-wise, more savvy moves from Microsoft, continuing to impress. Finally, for tech services providers, be aware there's a new browser. Edge may have been out before, but this is a significant overhaul. In cybersecurity news today, criminals have scammed a Texas school district out of $2.3 million via a phishing email scam. three separate fraudulent transactions occurred in November. The school case didn't quite hit the ransom demands against TravelX from last week, reported at $3 million. These attacks can be added to the, count them, 12 new ransomware variants reported last week by Bleeping Computer, as well as the ransomware ACO that targets the entire network rather than just individual workstations. For good measure, let's throw data leaks into this mix. An open S3 bucket allowed several UK consulting firms to have a data leak, including background checks, criminal records, tax records, emails, and private messages. So why do we care? Well, it's the usual litany of cybersecurity stories, but let's dig into some interesting things within the stories. There's a scary quote embedded in the ACO story, quote, "When we asked the ransomware operators if they are stealing data before encrypting, they told us, yes, it's our job." That gives you the real insight into what's going on here, an organized criminal effort to steal data. Take that back to your customers. Some tactical advice you can also use. Embedded in the AWS story is the Access Analyzer tool announced by Amazon in December 2019 to help alert if an S3 bucket is configured to allow access to anyone on the internet or is shared with other S3 accounts. Tip of the day, if you're using AWS S3, go use this tool. And for those protecting data, be aware Google has made it possible now for the iPhone to be a security key for their Advanced Protection Program. You may have users that could benefit from this program, and it just got a little easier to implement. Finally, Facebook did announce notifications for third-party logins are now available, which alerts via email and the Facebook app anytime a third-party login uses your credentials. More tools to help you lock down from a security perspective. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators have put forth a bill to subsidize firms developing and implementing 5G technology, setting up two funds. The first fund is for the creation of 5G technology, and the second for its deployment. The bill, while not specifically naming Chinese telecom companies, is clearly intended to help companies challenge them. Why do we care? I've covered 5G a number of times before and specifically cited the problem to more rural telecommunications providers around the costs associated with 5G. With the bifurcation of the internet happening, bipartisan legislation to help push the technology forward should be applauded. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are three things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, to get involved with that conversation, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We've got a lot of new listeners in this week, so welcome aboard. Looking forward to hearing from you on social, on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. Tell me what you think and what kind of stories you're interested in. Thanks for listening, and talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.